This is LFDRA Audio. Thursday, 29th of August. This is about the how there was that Russian Australian citizen spying, and she's in prison in Australia for espionage. I remember in 2015, 2016, I wrote to the National Security Hotline about suspicious Russians that could have been Russian intelligence. I never said Russian intelligence. I said they could have been GRU or something to do with the FSB, Russian Intelligence Service. But I wrote to the National Security Hotline about suspicious Russians in 2015, 2016. Though, according to it, in 2016, this Russian Australian lady that committed espionage after joining the ADF after getting citizenship, according to it, in 2016, they issued this Russian lady that was a permanent resident that became a citizen. Though it seems to me that the Australian Border Force and the Australian government, or the Commonwealth, King Charles III Commonwealth of Australia realm, just seems to be, with citizenship, just seems to be whoever pays the money and has been resident for 4 years. It just seems to be whoever's got the money for citizenship, and whoever pays the money and there's spots available gets citizenship. It just shows how the ADF respect the Australian Border Force and obviously ASIO or whatever they do in regards to all of that, but it just shows how the ADF respects citizenship. Though I did write to the National Security Hotline in 2015, 2016 about suspicious Russians that could have been FSB or Russian intelligence. According to it, Germany had Russian intelligence in their armed forces as well. Though I did write to the National Security Hotline in 2015, 2016 about suspicious Russians. Though I remember in 2014 or 2015, I had five police and this other bloke standing out the front of my mum and dad's place. What's this about the Russians? They must have been like that Channel 10 TV show, The Hunted, because the mental state inducement people of Definition 6, they just have a fleet of cars and they just go and abduct and drug whoever they want at any time they want. And you got no day in court under ALP law and LMP law. You've got no day in court before a mental state inducement. They can arrest and drug, and there was five police. They arrested me, threw me in the back of a police car. But they were saying, "What's this about the Russians?" They must have went to the Good Intent Hotel where I was staying, and all I said at the Good Intent Hotel was Turkey shot down a Russian jet. That's all I said. ABC broadcast. Turkey shot down a Russian jet, and they're out the front with five police and someone else. What's this about the Russians? And yelling out, what's this about the Russians and all this shit? But that was before I wrote to the National Security Hotline about suspicious Russians that could be GRU or FSB or Russian intelligence. But according to it, they gave citizenship to Russians in 2016. And they committed espionage. They joined the ADF and committed espionage. Though it just shows how the ADF respects citizenship, but the Australian Border Force of ALP and LMP seem to just, whoever pays the money for the citizenship and however many spots they got available, well, that seems to be the ideology. But there's sanctions on Russia now. So there's sanctions. So yeah, anyway, these five police officers, they locked me in a cage in the police car, and at the hospital they locked me in a room And then they sedated me, stripped me naked and took photos. And I ended up being transferred to two different mental state inducement hospitals with forced injections. But they say if you abscond from here or if you don't take the forced injection, you'll be arrested. But according to it at the moment, there's no day in court for a living person under ALP and LMP law. They, under Definition 6 law of ALP and LMP, they can abduct and drug whoever they want at any time they want without any day in court. So how would ALP and LMP like to be on the consumer end of that for the rest of their fucking lives?